Okay, today we'll talk about a quote-unquote random topic relevant to proper davening, proper pronunciation of davening. Again, not random meaning something that's not relevant to other things, but it's important because otherwise you're davening incorrectly. What's the second parsha in the Torah? No. Anybody know? Now, anybody know how you spell the word Noach? It's the Nun and the Ches that we got. The Nun has an O, and what's the vowel on the Ches? Under the Ches, is that correct? How do you read a Ches when you have a line underneath it? So we're supposed to read Noicha? Ela told us Noicha. You read like that, you will get kicked out of shul. That's pretty clear, right? What's the pshat? So the concept we're going to talk about today is something called a patach ganuv, which I guess could be called the stolen patach. In modern Hebrew, the word ganuv kind of means like cool. You say something who ganuv means he's cool, so it's like a cool patach. But that's not, I don't know, most people want not anything to the word cool doesn't show up. So patach ganuv means, so to speak, the stolen patach. Now, what I'm going to talk about now is the first part of what I'm going to say is completely agreed upon without any machlokes. And then anyone is far to hear? No Sephardi here. So then this next detail, it won't, okay. What I'm going to say now then is for everybody's practical purposes, this is the correct way of doing it. The word, when you have a ches, an ayin, or a hey, a ches, an ayin, a hey, which are the guttural letters, hey, ches, and ayin, those three letters, at the end of a word with a patach underneath it, you do not read the letter with the patach. So you, for example, will not say ha at the word, when you have a word, tamu, let's say the word tamua, right? So it's written tough mem vav hey, and the hey has a line underneath it. You do not pronounce it tamu ha. You do not pronounce it noi ha. You pronounce it noi ach. The way it's pronounced correctly is you add an aleph to the letter. What we're doing, what we're all doing, you all know this one without realizing why. When you read the second parsha of the Torah, what you're doing is you're adding an aleph before the ches. You're not saying noi ha. Rather, you add an aleph and then patach under the ches is actually the vowel for the aleph before the ches. So it's called a patach ganuv, meaning it, so to speak, is sneaking in there. You have an aleph with a patach before the ches. So you read noi ach. Got it? Noi ach. So for example, there's a word in Hallel, that says, at the end of the second chapter, paragraph, it says, Eloi, Eloi ha Yaakov. You guys familiar with that, right? Eloi ha Yaakov. The reason I'm saying that, even though I'm not saying a pasuk, is because that's nothing wrong with saying it. Because there is no word Eloi ha. There is no such word. Meaning, because when you read the hey, you are not supposed to read Eloi ha, just like you don't read noi ha. You rather add an aleph before the hey. So you read noi ach, and for that matter, you read Eloi a with an aleph, and then after that. Eloi with a ah. Everybody hear what I'm saying? How we do the hay, we'll talk about it. It's called a mapake. We'll talk about it maybe another time. We'll talk about the next topic maybe. But so again, one detail. So I'll just tell you, there's an interesting Gemara in Ksuvis. We're learning Ksuvis. At the end of Gemara in Ksuvis, it says, "Call Mishadar b'chutzars doyme l'misha en la'alaka." Somebody who lives the chutzars doesn't pronounce as if he doesn't have a god. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a 400 years ago, one of the Gedolim wrote that. Here in Poland, everybody pronounces this word wrong. Everybody's saying Eloi ha, which is incorrect. He says, now I understand what that's what the Gemara means. Kaladar b'chutzars, all the people living in chutzars, ain't Eloi ha, because they're pronouncing the word wrong. They're not pronouncing the word Eloi ha properly. Anyway, the point I'm just saying to sum it up is that these words, and for example, the word Yoshua. Now, for Ashkenazim, we do not pronounce an ayin different than an aleph, correct? Most of us here do not pronounce an aleph different, an ayin and an aleph differently. Therefore, there would be no really relevance to the word Yehoshua. For example, the Yeshua, what you're really supposed to be doing is putting an aleph before the ayin. You're not supposed to pronounce Yeshua, but rather Yeshua. That would be the correct, somebody who were to say the ayin, which isn't that relevant. So sometimes you hear people in when it comes to laning, Megillah Mechiyah Samalek, right, Zecher, there it says who Oyef Yogeya. So some people want to be makbid on the ayin and they pronounce Yogeya ah. In my opinion, it's the same as them reading Noi Cha, and they're probably not Yoytze, because if you read the ayin Ches or the Hey in these cases with the Patach, you're reading the wrong word. You're supposed to read Noi Ach, Eloi, then Ah, or for example, for that case, it will be Yogeya with an aleph with a Patach before the ayin. Thank you.